This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. For our Friday regional report, VPR's Mitch Wertlieb spoke with Molly Walsh from the Burlington Free Press.
Well, lost amid all the attention on the near upset of Governor Peter Shumlin in the gubernatorial election is this Election Day item about the Chittenden East Supervisory Union, where a proposed school district merger has passed. Molly Walsh, now you've been reporting on this development, and the news is that 7 out of the 8 districts in Chittenden East will become one. There is one holdout, though. Which town is it, and what does it mean for them?
The town of Huntington voted against the merger, and this means that they will continue to have their own elementary school board, and that board will draft the budget for Brewster Pierce Memorial School, and that board will continue to oversee the typical things a school board oversees, which would be contracts, signing off on hiring decisions, weighing in on some student conduct issues, deciding whether or not the school should borrow for a new roof, the basic details of helping to run a school. And what was interesting was I traveled around a little bit on Election Day to polling places, and I could really see, in terms of even the signs leading to Brewster Pierce Memorial School, that there was a strong no sentiment in town with a lot of signs along the road.
It sounds like they were concerned about the school possibly closing if they had voted for the merger, though.
Yes, that is definitely something that came up among voters that I spoke with. They worry that if a multi-town board is in charge of that decision, that it would be easier to close a small local school that's facing declining enrollment. And they worry that the members of the board in a unified board might not have the same personal attachment, the same sense of wanting to continue with this important community institution.
So Huntington was the holdout, but 7 out of the 8 towns did vote to merge. What did proponents of merging say would be the benefits?
The things that came up were really in 2 categories. Several people really believe that merging will lead to more consistent curriculum in the grade schools so that all the kids have a better shot at arriving at middle school with an equal level of preparation, and so that students in some towns, you know, who don't get access to enrichment programs or certain other courses would be more likely to have those courses, those benefits, and would arrive at their joint middle school with the same background. And this is a school system that has seen double-digit tax increases, and certainly the financial piece came up as well, although there's considerable debate about how this merger will affect the bottom line for property taxpayers. The state law that authorizes this type of merger includes some tax incentives that are rolled out over a 4-year period, and this is an attempt by the state to try and create incentives for these district mergers.
Now, this isn't the first time that the supervisory union has floated the idea of a merger. What happened the last time, and when was that?
The last vote was in 2011, and at that time, 2 communities, Bolton and Huntington, voted against it. And under the way the state merger law was written then, every town needed to agree to the merger in order for it to go forward. And in 2011, if you looked at the full voting body, the majority did vote for the merger, but these 2 towns were able to trump that because of the way the law was written. And in the wake of that vote, the legislature changed the law and made it easier to pass the merger. It also allowed for a multi-town region to create a modified union board, which is what we will have now in Chittenden East with the Mount Mansfield Modified Union School District, but technically will not oversee the elementary school in Huntington, but will oversee the 7 other schools in the Chittenden East.
So this new merged district, it's going to be much more streamlined, I take it, going from about 60 members among all the boards down to just one 15-member school board. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So it will be a much smaller board overseeing many more schools. Their first organizational meeting is set for December 18th. As I understand it, the board will be getting right to work. They will be drafting one budget for seven schools, and that budget will go before voters in March. I think that will be one of the first significant changes for people, to have a single board in charge of coming up with a funding plan for all of those schools. I think voters will find that to be a different approach, and it will be very interesting to see how that unfolds.
Molly Walsh is a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Mitch.